This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. In the wake of intense pressure from its allies, Germany appears to be inching toward approving deliveries of high-tech Leopard 2 main battle tanks that Ukraine and its biggest Western backers hope will boost Kyiv's fight against Russian invaders. German defense group Rheinmetall makes the Leopard 2 battle tanks, and its chief executive officer, Armin Papperger, said in a recent interview he expects sales of the tank to grow to as high as $13 billion in 2025. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
Germany's Rheinmetall is expecting a busy year or two. It expects sales to go as high as $13 billion by 2025. That's about a billion higher than an earlier target range. Earlier, the firm also detailed how many tanks it could deliver. A spokesperson told media group RND it could supply 139 if required. That would include 29 of the 2A4 model by April or May, and a further 22 of the same version by late this year or early next. Germany is under intense pressure from Ukraine and some NATO allies to supply the tanks. But German policymakers are wary about approving such supplies, with some fearing they could spark Russian escalation.
That's Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reporting. An effort by Ukraine's president to root out entrenched corruption in his administration has brought the departure of almost a dozen senior officials. The high-level shakeup Tuesday thinned the government's ranks as it fights off Russia's invasion. In the capital, Kyiv, the deputy head of Ukraine's presidential office quit after President Volodymyr Zelensky pledged to address high-level corruption allegations that have embarrassed authorities and could slow the country's bid to join the European Union and NATO. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Investigators in California continue to search for a motive behind Saturday's mass shooting at a Monterey Park ballroom dance hall as the man who stopped the second possible ballroom incident speaks out. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
L.A. Sheriff Robert Luna says 72-year-old Hu Cantran had a rifle at home, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and appeared to be manufacturing gun silencers. Tran killed 11 people at the Star Ballroom during Lunar New Year celebrations.
What drove a madman to do this, we don't know, but we intend to find out.
The sheriff says there are many theories.
There's information out there that the suspect may have committed these crimes, and I'm paraphrasing, due to jealousy or some relationship issues.
Tran went to another ballroom after, but Brandon Shea wrestled the gun from him.
Some of these people I know personally, they come to our studio. It's a tight-knit community, and I hope they get healed from this tragic event.
Police say as they closed in on Tran Sunday, he took his own life. I'm Julie Walker.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who announced last week she was stepping down, made her final public appearance in office Tuesday. Ardern surprised the nation and the world last Thursday when she announced she was resigning, saying she had nothing left in the tank. Ardern's Labour Party Sunday voted unanimously for lawmaker Chris Hipkins to take over as prime minister. Ardern's final act as leader was to join Hipkins and other lawmakers attending celebrations at the Ratana Meeting Grounds, the home of New Zealand's indigenous Maori people. Speaking at the event, Ardern says she steps down with a great love and affection for New Zealand, its people, and its music.
It also feels special and symbolic to be here at Ratana and for this to be officially my last event as the Prime Minister of New Zealand. And special for a couple of reasons. Firstly, if you're going to leave, I say leave with a brass band.
The science fiction film Everything Everywhere All at Once leads this year's Oscar nominations with 11. Associated Press Entertainment correspondent Margie Zorroletta has more.
What's happening?
Everything Everywhere All at Once is up for Best Picture and 10 other awards, including Michelle Yeoh for Best Actress. The other Best Picture nominees are All Quiet on the Western Front, Avatar The Way of Water, The Banshees of Inisherin, Elvis, The Fabelmans, Tar, Top Gun Maverick, Triangle of Sadness, and Women Talking. The Academy Awards will be held in Los Angeles on March 12th. Jimmy Kimmel will host. I'm Archie Zarletta.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.